What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
My bro, what's up with you, man?
Yo, what's up, Mark?
How you, man?
I'm good. I was sitting there waiting. Normally, you send it through text, and I click back on Instagram. I'm like, oh.
Listen, okay. Man, I ain't even about to get started on this.
I got you.
I'm trying to send it through text. That mess kept saying, try copying. So I was like, man, I'm going to just send it through IG real quick.
I had to type in my name and everything, bro. Spotify making it hard. Man.
Back to it being so hard again.
So what we got? We got episode 86, bro, of the Breaking Barriers pod.
Episode 86. It's crazy.
Crazy. Definitely, like, I mean, we're joking, but shout out to Spotify, shout out to Apple Pod, shout out to everyone that be tapping in to when we do drop, you know how it goes. But
for sure.
As always, some Breaking Barriers updates, and I think we got to lead off with the merchandise.
Yeah, man, let's get to it.
Last episode we promoted it pretty heavy, and it's definitely been booming. But now that you got that store available online as well, just talk to the people about kind of what that entails and how you went about that.
For real, I just been trying to find, like, vendors online, man. People who, you know, can help out for real. Because, you know, like we said before last episode, we making them. But it's pretty hard to keep up with things. And then, you know, you got some people out of town. They pay different ways. They all don't got Cash App and things like that. So, you know, just try to find somebody that I could collab with. And I actually talked to the people. Let me actually go back and look so I don't mess their name up. And shout them out. But I actually was talking to him before, and then, you know, got busy and got doing my own thing. And then I saw one of the branded athletes, Lil Lamont, LJ Samuels. Shout out to him. He ended up getting his own thing through them as well, which is
that's what called. I seen. I seen you share his post.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think I recognize that that vendor.
Yeah. So it's called @boosted_biz. Go follow them. But yeah, I already reached out to them, but I just finally, you know, once I saw it was actually legit and remembered that I was in contact with them, I went back and, you know, finalized everything and we got the this little store up and running.
That's tough. Cause even on the store, like it showcases what you're making, how much it is, you know, just like a standardized store where it's
right.
So nice too, in the sense that they help oversee that. Cause like, right. I mean, we're not like programmers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know how to make all websites, all that crap, you know?
Exactly. And that was my biggest thing. Like, once I saw what they was offering, it was like, you know, and I'll tell you more behind closed doors, but you know, once you see what they was offering and stuff, it was like, you kind of got to take that risk, especially being, you know, like you said, we don't know how to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just got to take that chance, and it was a good chance to take in. Hopefully, it helps everybody who wanted to support who's out of town. So,
So if y'all haven't seen it, definitely go tap in. I know your standard Breaking Barriers page, it's also in your bio. And then you also have, you made a new clothing brand page as well.
Yes.
All that to just keep updated on kind of the new product, when stuff's going to be dropping. That's an easy way to connect with Mark to place orders, just everything in between. It's easy.
For sure.
And it's in the bio. It's Breaking Barriers Clothing Line _. But I believe that's what it is. But either way, to go check my link in the bio for the store and for the clothing brands page as well. But yeah, man,
you've been making a lot of stuff, bro.
I've been trying, man. I mean, I've just been trying to throw out ideas, you know. It's like, you know how when you sit back for a while and you peep the game out and you see how everybody do, you know, so you could kind of learn it for yourself, but then ride your own wave and stuff. So I just kind of sat back and watched everybody and how they did things, maneuver things, certain positions, you put certain logos, little things like that. And I just been trying to, you know, test my creativity skills.
For sure. All I know is, especially them shorts, the black shorts, they're nice and light in the sense that I've been wearing them when I do hoop. I've also worn them just as like streetwear too. It's a very back and forth, wear it out or you can wear it to hoop. But hooping in them, I mean, they're light as hell. Like, you feel like you can move just that much easier.
Yeah, them dry fits, man. I tried to get some because shout out to our boy Jonah, man. Jonah, you know, I tried to.
I was just gonna shout him out too. Did he message you say he was balling in the merch?
No, but he said once he got it, he said he wanted to get shorts for that because I'll give you a quick rundown. I had two pair of type of shorts that you know you got. So I had like the stylish ones, like you could wear. I mean, either way, if you're a hooper, obviously shorts are shorts. But, you know, I had some stylish ones where, like, you could put an outfit on with it. So they were, like, kind of regular casual shorts, but, you know, wasn't hooper shorts, I should say. And then I got the dry fit ones where you said, you know, it was more comfortable, more hooper ones. So Jonah told me he wanted to hoop. And besides you, honestly, that was where the idea came from, to get the hooper ones where they was, like, a little more light and comfortable. So shout out to him. Because he sparked.
I was just going to shout him out, too, because he messaged me like a week or so ago. And he was like, hey, like, I got the merch, and I was wearing them in our game this past weekend. I was killing, like, all this stuff. He's like, I got the Breaking Barriers power. So I was like, that's dope, man. It's just cool to hear, you know what I'm saying? So
I love it,
shout
man.
Out Jonah, man. We used to always shout him out because we'd always be playing the game,
no,
as we
changed,
talked about
man.
On here, man. The game died.
The game died, and you know we started pushing our grind up, all of us as a whole. Mm-hmm. So, for sure. You know, we'll get back to it. Hopefully, the 24 is back to the way we was when we was on the game all crazy.
Man,
so.
Like we were but messaging that 2K24 is crossplay, bro. If we have the next gen.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
I don't know.
That's another combo, man.
We don't play enough. That's always going to be my argument.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So that's why I just said I'll leave it at that because I ain't going to waste my money to let it sit there, bro.
Right. So, I mean, just in regards to the merch, if y'all, one that's listening to this episode, obviously message me, Mark, whoever, and we can make something work. But all in all, man, it's been a grind. You've been pushing that stuff crazy. It's awesome.
Listen, man, this is like the – besides – you know, just making sure I'm there for my son every day and stuff. Like, this is the most motivated I've been on getting a task done. And it's like, we spoke on getting merch out there and made for so long. And, you know, we ain't no sad story because, you know, don't nobody owe us nothing. But for years, we tried to find people to do so and, you know, help us with everything.
Bro, for real.
Now that we pretty much got our own powers into our own hands to get active and get it on our own, it's like I gotta double that, and then you know, I'm back actively hooping almost like a regular now, so it's like I'm kind of motivated to get back to the way I was in my past career as a hooper as well. So I'm just overall motivated, bro, and all in all,
that's really what it comes down to, though. Like, motivation is such an important aspect of your day-to-day. So, like, if you're not motivated throughout your day-to-day, nothing's going to get done. And that's not saying we weren't motivated prior, but it's just now there's a little bit more accessibility. I guess I could put it that way. And we're just taking advantage of the accessibility. So,
sure.
It's dope, man. It's just, I mean, we were just talking. I just got back from hooping for about 3 hours, played yesterday, supposed to play tomorrow night. It's just what
Listen,
we do.
Man, we're still waiting on GZ Hoops to come back. And,
bro, okay,
makes
Coach
his
Modestro,
debut
Drew
at Kennedy.
Make can we get a Breaking Barriers game on a weekend?
Makes to want to hoop on the weekend, man. Because we was actually gonna try to schedule, like, there's games on the weekends, but I'm gonna be real with you. My guys be like, they be BSing, because I was trying to get one this weekend and everything.
I was
but
gonna ask
touches.
You. I mean, I watched the one game, last week or the week before? Who are you running with in that league?
At Kennedy. Oh, that's my team.
It wasn't
our team.
I
see,
I
so we added
once.
We added
Ike.
No, Ike is going for, he's on a little vacay at his job. So he's doing something with his job.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he ain't been here the whole, like, he left, like, last month, the 13th of last month. Yeah, so he's been going.
Dang, since he's outside then.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, so, you know, I picked up my cousin Curtis Newby. Shout out to him.
Okay.
That's the one with the dreads that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other tall guy is Puff. Shout out to Puff. I forgot his real name, but that's our boy nickname. His name is Puff. Yeah, so basically we got everybody else. It's just we added them two big guys.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out Mike. I guess I was just looking primarily for Ike, to be honest.
Yeah, so he ain't here then. The two younger guys. Well, Malcolm been at the games. He didn't make the second one, but he been at two out of three. And then
Malcolm.
Little Malik brother.
Yep.
And then Juju was at football. So, yeah, that's why it looked like a different team because only a couple guys was there.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man. I mean, whenever, because like I saw you guys play what this Tuesday. It's just tough. Crazy. Like I'd be driving like an hour and a half there, playing a 40-minute game, driving an hour and a half back on the weekday. Like I can't really do that, you know.
Yeah, I know. I gotta talk to the team. I gotta tell them, like, you trying to come out here and play at your school again, man. We gotta set something up for sure.
I'll pop out. So then obviously you're playing at Farrell last night too.
Yeah, the other night. Yeah. I ended up filling in with Tiante and them, man. So,
runs?
Great runs, man. The game was boring, though. We whooped that team, you know what. But all in all, I mean, it was good runs for me. And because, I play the same way every time, whether it's good or bad or anything. And be honest with you, the guys I play with outside of one person is the guys I run with on the Breaking Barriers team and at Kennedy. So, you know, we just play the same way we play anywhere else. So it was honestly easy.
I mean, we talked about it, but it's cool and it's just interesting in the sense that there's two men's leagues back in Mercer, like 5 miles apart, and they play
the same days.
Like, the same days, yeah. It's interesting, but I mean, it's nice to see not just you, but even like other familiar faces popping back on playing more regularly, consistently. Guys played throughout the year though too. Don't just wait till the summertime to hoop, man. Like, if you like basketball, keep playing.
Exactly. That's really
what it comes down to.
That's all it is. And you know, it's nice, like we said, for around here, because it's like our own little pro am. Mm-hmm.
So you know, bro, the hype around it. It's interesting.
It is. So it's definitely dope for sure.
Man, and then since you brought Youngins too, I was just gonna highlight our branded athletes, and just anyone else that is listening or wants to become a Breaking Barriers branded athlete. I think it might have been since last episode we learned a little bit more of the intrinsics in that sense.
Right.
On, yeah, like promoting them and whatnot. But that's something you, or you have a son, daughter, whoever is interested in doing, connect with us, because we want to keep expanding that brand, expanding that team.
At all costs. And we don't want to put y'all in no type of trouble or nothing. We just want to help expand us and expand you at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Because you mentioned him, R.A. Samuels. So he's branded by us, and he has his own little gig with who you mentioned earlier. I saw him and Wilson, or yeah, Kylan Wilson. They're out here for an All-Star game this weekend.
Yep.
They was out there with DeMar Hamlin and all them guys, Tavon Diggs, and them at some event. Yep, there's with them. And now they got their little last All-Star game together, and they're officially done with high school football.
Done with high school, on to college, man. You know that jump.
Yeah, that, and they, you know, shout out to them because they've been taking that drive all the way from here to Slippery Rock and Clarion, going to workouts and stuff every morning. So,
dang, you know, they're not staying on campus yet.
Not yet.
Slippery Rock's not too crazy, but Clarion, that's kind of wicked.
Yeah, I don't know if Lamont was having to go down there every day like Colin was, but I know he at least went out there a couple of times. So they putting in the work they need to. So, you know, shout out to them guys and everybody else that's a branded athlete through us.
Yes, sir.
You know, of course, we highlighted them too because they're in the All-Star game. But Yeah, shout out to everybody that support us for real. All the young branded athletes that's with us. We appreciate y'all for real, because it's like, we honestly ain't feel like we was gonna have no young branded athletes. Me and G was talking about it, like, we ain't know if nobody's gonna try to be too cool. Mm-hmm. They felt like they had to get some money out of it. We ain't no situation. So
right,
for everybody who tapped in and wanted to support, and everybody who's still waiting on their validation with to
discuss
if you made it or not as a branded athlete, just please be patient. We got a lot going on, but everybody that's supporting, we appreciate you, man.
For sure. And I want to give a quick shout-out, too, to Malachi Schaefer, who I coached him at Northwestern. He was playing at Point Park University out here in Pittsburgh. He's making the transition from the Penn State Dubois. He's one of our more recent signees. But like you said, it's awesome, too, to see individuals, kids, just kind of reaching out to us because they want to represent the brand. Because it's more than just me and you. We always talk about that, like, breaking barriers as a name, as an image, is always going to be greater than Mark Henry and Gerald Zachar. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And it's just something that could, like, it's going to be generational as far as the name and everything behind it, you know? So we just trying to push that. Cause like I said, it'll be generational. So my son, your son, daughter, whoever, mm-hmm. They can push it, keep pushing it for us after us. And, you know, it'll just start,
bro.
Yeah, they'll always be able to resonate with generations of understanding, like, you could do anything you put your mind to and continue to break barriers as long as you put the work behind it.
Sure. Hey, man. With that being said, too, just one more thing in regards to the updates on breaking barrier stuff. Social medias have definitely been growing as well. TikTok, Instagram. Have you seen that new Threads or whatever? What's up with that? Is that another one we gotta try and master, bro?
It's gonna take time for everybody to catch the wave for us to want to jump into it. Cause honestly, it's just basically you making a story, bro. Honestly,
I saw people saying it's like Twitter, but on Instagram.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, basically, you make a story and it's like a thread now. So I think you could save the thread, like, you go back to it, whatever. That's almost like you saving your story, you know, like almost like that.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. I didn't really look into it, but that's the conclusion I got out of it by looking at it, you know, going through it. But I don't think it's really nothing right now that we need to even really look into as no way for sure.
Either we've already done pretty well over the last couple of years on the couple apps we've been using, so we'll keep it that way.
for sure.
Man, let's talk a little bit NBA Summer League basketball. Well, actually, yes, before we dive into that too, I do want to let you know, right now I have the EYBL finals on. It's on that ESPNU if you have it, or ESPN Plus.
You know I am cheap.
I bet you could stream it on the EYBL website. I bet you. Or if you find it online.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely tap in with that.
Because you got Team CP3 playing right now. But the NBA Summer League. So I remember, like, I don't know how many years ago when the NBA Summer League was only in Vegas, or it was in Vegas and Orlando.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different leagues, like the California Classic, the Salt Lake Summer League. Now the Vegas Summer League just began the other night. What's your, like, outlook on having multiple summer leagues as opposed to just one big dance?
I love it now because we get more basketball. Like we always say, the more basketball we get, we can't complain, you know. So I love it for us because it's more basketball. Then I feel like the guys get to get more basketball under their belt for each other and to get more acquainted with the speed of NBA, how the NBA will work, and also of how their coaches, what their expectations will be of them. Because, you know, let's not forget, they do practice with the head coach. The head coach just don't coach them in the summer league. So, you know, I mean, I think it's good for them. Honestly, it's more basketball. Give them a better chance to get a better chance at getting the contract, or at least making a way into the league to be seen. So, I mean, I can't complain.
It's exciting, too, just because, like you were hinting at, like, the big dogs, the main coaches are there throughout team practices, workouts, etc. But I always find it interesting to see assistant coaches or G League coaches that get the call up and they get the nod to coach the summer league team. That's always cool to see, because like I envision that being like something like we would do one day. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a, it's like those guys climbing that ladder to the.
It's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, you know, these guys just fresh off of college, a couple months out of college, they had to go straight into work and you know, get ready for a draft. So, you know, a lot of people judge them off the summer, but it's not going to be an easy transition. You know, like just like high school to college wasn't an easy transition for them. So I'm excited to see all these guys' future. My steal of the draft had a big game the other day. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he could do as well.
My boy, who? Amani?
Keontae George.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like he had that 30 ball the other day, 33 or something like that. So.
Well, then your boy Amani Bates, who I thought you were talking about, he had a good first showing. He had like 16 points, 6 boards. Shot a lot, but he's a scorer. That's kind of his mindset. He always has been that way.
Yeah, I think once he get up there with the big dogs as well, D. Garland and, you know, Donovan Mitchell. I mean, obviously they won't stop him from being him, but I don't think he'll take so many high-volume shots as he did.
No.
But he still played great for what I felt like he could have did worse. You know what I mean? So I don't know what everybody expected of him. To be honest with you, I don't expect him to still be KD like they were saying when he was younger. I don't know if they expect him to just do what he did, but I think he did well for the first summer league.
I do too, especially in the sense of like, what, 2-3 years ago? Like you said, like he was, quote unquote, the next KD. He was the top prospect in his class, all that. So it's like, he's kind of just been going through his journey, both personally and professionally, and I think he'll be a good player in the NBA, to be honest. I don't think he'll be at the level of, let's say, Durant, but he's going to be a valuable aspect here, but I think moving forward. And we've seen it the other night. I think, too, like, with the whole NBA summer, you can tell who has, let's say, professional experience prior to this, and then versus the guy in college just kind of rolling the ball down and trying to play. Like, I'm not going to lie, Scoot Henderson the other night, he looked like a dog. You can tell he's been in the NBA-type setting the last 2 years.
Yep. Compared to Victor, you know, like, Victor obviously was a pro where he was.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it kind of showed, like, the speed for him was a little, you know, the speed was a little too fast for him compared to even where he was just at over where he came from. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Scoot was definitely prepared, and that 2 years I think was a great transition for him to be able to get ready for the league, because he was already practicing as a pro. And then, you know, you working with Steph Curry, you ain't got no choice but to, you know, be great.
Be great, yeah. And that's the thing, like you can tell, like even just like schematically, like him playing through the high pick and roll, like they did that a lot. Because the G League mimics the NBA, where in college basketball and overseas, it's not always that 1-2 game. I'm glad you brought up Wembanyama too. I mean, he didn't have the best shooting performance, but he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna dominate the game right away. I mean, we kind of seen that the other night, but he's gonna always have an offensively just based off obviously his size, his stature, his length. I mean, one play, he blocked Brandon Miller, the number 2 overall, on a 3-point attempt on the left wing, just like effortlessly. It's like not many guys can do that. No one has that reach.
Right.
He has those intangibles to affect an NBA game now. But like you said, even if the summer league speed is kind of messing with him, I don't know what he's going to do on the big stage. It's all about settling into. I mean, Yeah, he was like, I didn't even know what I was doing out there, which I kind of like the honesty, to be honest.
Me too, because he's admitting that just because I'm the first pick of the draft and I got all this hype, I can't come here like I'm perfect or like I'm too good for the G League. Like, Coach Pop is playing it smart. He's letting him, you know, get his feet wet, but we're not risking an injury like Chet had last year. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, put him in a position to see what he goes wrong at, obviously, and go work on that in the, you know, off season. And, you know, we'll show you his progress as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think too, like, if you watched him the other night, they utilized him on the perimeter a lot, which, I mean, I know he has a very, very tight handle and he can create for himself and others. That was the thing I was messaging him about the other night too. Like,
yeah, he definitely did. He would cook.
This is how he would cook somebody, drop a dime, and then at that level, like, they're just not ready. Right. In the NBA, dudes are gonna finish.
Right. Because bro said he's like, no lie, his handle's as tight as fuck.
Dude, we've seen the highlights and whatnot, but then you see this 7'5" like monster handling the ball in the perimeter and breaking dudes. I was like, oh, it is different. So yeah. Obviously, like you just hinted at too, Coach Pop, and you messaged me earlier, he just signed that 5-year extension, which is
easy. Dope.
Goat, man. Like we were talking about earlier, I mean, obviously he sees like a very high ceiling for Wembanyama and the Spurs as a whole. So what do you think Pop is really going to focus on with him moving forward? Not just the summer league stuff, because obviously like the summer league, not everyone has an insane and a perfect summer league performance.
He'll focus on with him is his place in the pick and roll defense. I feel like, cause you know, that little oop they was hyping where he didn't even dunk it, but he was still up there though. That was crazy, but let's be real, he dunked it on him. Just his placements on where to be at, so he's not put in that position to be dunked on, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then how to be more like Tim Duncan, maybe on a perimeter, but he'll also maybe implement some type of joker in him where he'll facilitate from out there. I think just, you know, putting him in the right spots and making him learn a game at a high level. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Coach Pop, he all about the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really just making him feel comfortable out on the floor too. Because I feel like in that summer league debut, like he got stuck in spots where in a real NBA game, he wouldn't get.
Yes.
Like, I feel like they were trying to run a lot of pick and pops, but then the pops were so emphasized and focused upon where, like, a guard in the NBA is just going to read that and take the ball to the cup. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Like, he was, 2-for-13 the other night, but his jump shot, it wasn't falling, but it looked so pure. Like, they're going to fall. There was so much hype around him that game. That arena was literally for him. So, like, all the people that are knocking on him crazy, like,
come on, man.
I hope you eat your words and what, because like the kid's gonna be really good, really, really good.
He's what, 19 years old?
Yeah, bro. I mean,
you expect him to come in and be LeBron? Like, everybody's not gifted like that. Everybody's not gifted to come in. Period.
Can't even do it immensely.
Also,
right.
Think of the nerves that you got as a 19-year-old with all the hype. You just got done dealing with some backlash from a dumb broad.
You're not Britney in Spears. Your country.
Not in your country. You got the Britney Spears stuff. And then let's be real, like they said on ESPN, even though he was a star and he was, you know, a pro where he was able to still go out and eat and do everything like a normal person. Whereas now he's coming over here to a different country, even though he's been over here, obviously, to play. But now he's coming over here and the cameras is in his face 24/7. From the time he wake up to the time he wake up again. Like, mm-hmm. It's in his face. So, you know, that's a different ball game once you get in that realm of things. And, you know, you just got to understand he got to adjust just like you have to adjust at a new school or new job.
For sure. He'll be straight, man. We touched on Scoot. He left the game early with a shoulder injury. I haven't seen anything. Is he out for the summer league or is he supposed to come back? I haven't seen anything.
I didn't see anything either. I didn't see nothing say that he was out, so.
Hopefully he'll be back. He dropped 15, 6, and 5 in his debut. Easy. Matched up against Amen Thompson, who dropped 16, 5, 4, 4, 3, another stat sheet stuffer. And like I said earlier, like just like Scoot, you can tell Amen has played professional basketball prior to that summer league debut too. Like the way they both were operating and handling the ball, moving off the ball, like they just know how to play basketball at this high of a level. So,
oh, yeah, they move easily too.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for them to match up from years to come. They're both two tough lead guards.
Definitely are. Definitely are.
Then we talked about Chet a little bit too. What do you expect from him moving forward, not just in the summer league, but for the regular season?
I want to see him stay healthy. So I expect to try to see him stay healthy so we can see all the how he's the best player in the league.
Yeah. I was with Sam Crow the last couple of days because he was out here visiting his mom. Shout out, Sam.
Shout out, Crowy.
But, you know, he's a big Oklahoma City guy, and he was even talking. He said something similar. I just want to see him be healthy, be on the court, and be available. And we always talk about the best ability is availability. So hopefully Chet can stay cool and just hoop, man. That's really all it comes down to.
At all time, man.
We need to record a new commercial, but let's hit like a quick break and then we'll pop back in here. Just talk a little bit more NBA stuff.
Bro, we need to do everything, man, but let's get it, bro.
Hey, we're back on the app now.
Back on the app, man. Was able to finally send it through text.
Let's go.
Back from our tired old bleep commercial, man. We got to start promoting that though, for sure. Because
we do. We do. I don't got too much more on here for this episode, bro. Talk a little bit about some NBA trades. I want to talk about that women's basketball league you messaged me about. That's really it, man. Nothing crazy.
Sounds good.
What's up with your boy Dame?
Man, we all three want him in Miami. That's the best way I could put it. I seen a tweet, like, you know, it's crazy. You know, people know so little but saying so much about so little that they know. You know, and it's, I think that's his way of saying, like, how the tide is drifting from all he would have went to the Warriors to now he want to go to only Miami to Boston. If he go here, he'll be disgruntled, like, all this and that. Like, I mean, he made his preference where he want to go, you know. And I feel like if Portland ain't going to give him a team to surround him with, they owe him to, you know, pretty much send him where he want to go. And, you know, it's not no secret. He want to be in Miami with Dame. I mean, with Bam and Jimmy and the culture that Miami have as a whole.
Facts. I mean, I think really what it comes down to, like, over the last couple of years, he's been that guy, like, I don't want to ring chase. I want to win with where I'm at, all that kind of stuff, which I get it. But then at the end of the day, like, now I think he's realizing I need to win now. Like, I'm not getting younger.
Exactly.
If he was able to go to Golden State, which we were talking about just through text, but people were saying if the Warriors didn't go ahead and grab CP3, they potentially could have got Dame. That would have been very scary. I'm not going to lie.
Definitely.
But three-headed, like, monster, Steph, Dame, and Clay.
Yeah, it's like, how do you stop it? How do you guard it, you know? And it's like, now all I could do is wonder, you know, but obviously it wasn't meant to happen, but it definitely is something that make you, like, want to think, like, what could have happened?
Mm-hmm. I mean, his fit in Miami, obviously he can go and he can play wherever, and he's going to be a very big impact and focal point on that team.
Right.
But you think him, Jimmy, and Bam are going to be that big of a three-headed trio? Like, they're going to take over the league type thing? Like, I'm not sure.
I mean, I still feel like they'll struggle with Giannis, and to be real, before they can even get back to the finals. Like, honestly, let's be real, they had a good – a good luck behind them too on their run, you know. So it wasn't like they just flat out went out there and dominated the East, even though that's what the series looked like, you know. So no, I don't think that's enough. And then with the players they lost, I feel like they would need some great role players to fit their culture as well. But they definitely would make noise in the East.
I saw something the other day. And I guess I could Google it here, but they haven't shipped away Duncan Robinson yet, have they?
No, but him and Tyler Hero's in all the trade talks.
Dude, I saw a picture of Duncan Robinson working out in a Boston Celtics, like, warm-up in Boston.
I feel like that's fake.
I hope it is. Like, they can't hide that forever if it's not fake.
Yeah, I feel like that's fake because I know Tyler Hero took the Miami Heat from his background and out of his header and stuff. So I know they're still there for sure because they were saying they're in all the trade talks. And I know that's – I know – I believe that's what Portland would want. I don't even know if Portland said they want Tyler Hero. So, I honestly don't know, but I know they're still there for sure.
Man. When do you think we'll see a move be made with Dame?
Probably mid-season, the way they acting. Like, because the way that it's going, Portland wants something back, obviously, for him. And, you know, the things that that Miami Heat is offering ain't enough for them. So, they just have to go around – the teams that want to make that trade with them, you know. Mm-hmm. Honestly, bro, I feel like they said it'd be a couple weeks or up to a couple months maybe, so I got to go with that.
Will Dame play or is he just going to hold out?
That's a good question. That's what I was honestly about to ask you next.
Man, if I'm Dame, if you're a basketball junkie and you want to hoop, obviously you're going to play. And just seeing how well Scoot, I mean, it's only been one game, but I feel like Scoot honestly is going to be a very impactful player in year one, and they can feed off each other. But in the back of his mind, he might just be like, well, that's another CJ McCollum type stuff.
Another CJ and Anthony.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. Along those lines, too, your boy Jordan Poole looks very happy in Washington.
He deserves it.
All the picks, bro. He looks not happy.
He's not, but he deserved it because he wanted to start. So, you know, I mean, with our parent scenario, our coaches always tell us you reap what you sow. You know, I feel like because he signed that big contract, that he kind of lost sight of the fact that this is still a business, and that contracts, if they don't coincide, you know, you gotta play for your position all over again. Mm-hmm. And let's be real, Draymond is the main focal point of the team in their championship runs. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you and him had that big spill in the fight, and then all these videos that's on the internet all year of you being disrespectful, arguing back and forth with guys, walking past guys when they're trying to tell you what you messed up on, and you pushing their hand down, and you mad because you wanted more minutes, and you know, you all this stuff ties into you basically being ungrateful. Now you acting spoiled, you know. These are the same guys who helped build you and get you that big contract you got and get you that ring you got and helped you even to become a guy who looked like he could be a starter in the NBA and
mm-hmm.
kind of turned your back on him once it came around.
That's what, like, I feel like he forgot not too long ago he was in the G League fighting for a spot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they didn't boo you when you got drafted, saying that was the worst pick of the draft. And then you turned around and showed, you know, you showed why you deserve to beat her. And mm-hmm. honestly, bro, I love Jordan Poole. Like, I love his game. I watch his highlights all the time because I just love his game. Like, I watched the interview where he said he don't like to watch himself because he don't like the way he play. And he tries to put Steph and Dame and other people's stuff that he liked mixed into his game. But mm-hmm. I love his game, you know, besides the stupid shots and ill-advised shots, obviously. But, I love his game, but, you know, when you get too big-headed and start thinking you get comfortable, bro, they show you quickly why it's a business.
Facts. That's what I mean. We've talked about it numerous times on the show, but the NBA, it really is – like, I feel like the common basketball fan doesn't realize or they forget so easily that it is a job. And, like, if you're not performing at your job or if there's conflict within the office, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get booted. Like, that'd be like me or you going to our respective jobs right now and just acting a fool. And expecting a raise or expecting more approval throughout your day-to-day. Like, that, it's just not how the world works. Exactly. And like you said, like, the Warriors are obviously going to back Draymond over Jordan just based off the legacy stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, with that happening too, what's your thoughts on CP3 joining the Warriors?
Now, that's another thing. You know, I was like, because I will admit, I tweeted, I said, so we trade a healthy young Jordan Poole for a Chris Paul, who, you know, who's hurt every year. But at the end of the day, I seen, and for the, you know, the person who's in it himself to say this and, you know, come out and say it, Draymond said, adding Chris Paul, he's happy because now Chris Paul is good with younger guys. And so he could, you know, help unlock Kuminga's game. And he also said, now the stuff on offense that teams were stopping in the playoffs, it's a whole new grand scheme because, you know, CP orchestrates a lot more things than, you know, a lot of these point guards can orchestrate. So, you know, he's bringing the bright mind to it. We still undersized, but we know we won rings undersized, obviously. But I would like our bench to be a little deeper.
That's what I was going to say. I think it does work and benefit both parties in the sense that CP3 won't have as much stress and strain on his body throughout the year. Right. He's not going to be the main guy. Just like he had to be a more of a focal point in his recent years in Phoenix, even with him getting up there in age. So right. I feel like him being able to take maybe a step back in that sense is going to benefit him physically. But also, I think kind of like you're hinting at too, I'm not sure if they're going to end up starting Chris Paul or if they move him more to the second bench unit. I think him coming off the bench and kind of orchestrating that second team is going to benefit them. Yeah, I think that's going to really be the factor that's going to put them a step above, let's say, having Jordan Poole run that show. Just because, exactly. like you said, he's good with the younger guys. And truth be told, whenever Steph and Clay or those guys really had to take a step back, if they're in foul trouble, they're exhausted, whatever, if they're off the court,
that's when it went down.
The fluidity within the offense wasn't there. Yeah. Or if you put Chris Paul in there, that's not a step back by any means. You know what I'm saying?
You're right at that level with Steph. He just don't shoot it. He just don't shoot it at that level for the three. But and you know, you hit the nail on the head, bro. It's like I honestly felt like because they obviously do, and they say the projected starting five, this and that. But I honestly feel like he should come off the bench, A, because, like you said, he could orchestrate and play like that Iggy role and still bring a good floor general to the floor. And then, B, because he don't got to worry about playing strenuous. Even if they did cut his minutes, being a starter is still strenuous minutes on him. Whereas, you know, you come in and get that 4 or 5 minute stretch, Steph could come back in, then you could run it with Steph, and then you could slide right back out and got Clay in, you know. And before you know it, you gave both of them a break, and now they're back in. So, I mean, obviously Steve Kerr, that's his problem in a good way. But, you know, what do we know? We just two basketball heads just guessing what could happen.
Facts. I think they'll be cool. I'm honestly excited to see Chris Paul in Golden State and prolong his career a little bit too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see, man. And then I want to talk about, too, real quick, kind of the Celtics starting to maneuver and get rid of guys just based off whether locker room stuff or even just money for those individuals on the other end. Grant Williams going to Dallas. Marcus Smart going to Memphis. What do you think for Boston losing those type of guys? What does that bring or what does that do to their roster?
Man, I mean, you know, in a good way that helped their roster because they needed a point guard. No disrespect to Marcus.
True.
But he's obviously not a true point guard. And then Grant, you know, is an undersized big man. You know, I felt like he tried to play that P.J. Tucker, Draymond role. And, you know, that don't fit everybody. And then let's be real, they didn't produce in the playoffs. And, you know, not to harp back on him, but that's another reason why Jordan Poole was out of there. You know, you got to produce the playoffs. You know, you can't perform one year and then the next year you have a total backslide from what you had the year before. So, you know, obviously they felt like this team been together for a while and they couldn't get nothing and they felt like it was time to go and get some pieces now. Who do you think will be their next point guard is my question.
Bro, I don't know because, I mean, we saw Jason Tatum's trying to recruit Dame heavy, but there's no real talks of that. I don't know. I really like there's no one on the top of my head that I'm like, all right, you put him on their roster and that elevates them that much more than Marcus Smart, to be honest.
Right.
Like honestly, if they would have went and tried to grab a guy like Chris Paul, I think that would have helped them out a lot. But I don't know. They especially with the Celtics as an organization who's expected to win. I know they haven't really won anything in recent years since, like, the KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce days. But they're a team that they want to win right now. And like you said, they've been successful over the last couple seasons, but they're not winning the big ultimate game, the championship. So, like,
right.
They have to make moves. You're not just going to stay stagnant and keep the same exact roster and getting to the same point in the playoffs every year and then packing it up and going home chilling. So it really does rely on who they get to kind of fulfill that true point guard role. Because Marcus Smart, as much as he wasn't a point guard, he brought a lot of other great assets to that team, obviously on the defensive end.
Yeah, but he was a leader. And, you know, he looked like he kept the team together and stuff. But you know, as far as that offense end, you know, he's a streaky guy. It's based on how he's playing that day and how to get. Honestly, I would say he's one of those guys. He's the flow of the game, how the game's going. Right. You know, if you already pretty much know they're gonna lose that game, he'll get his. You know, and he'll look like he did his part, and then you know when the game is going good, he'll knock down the shot. But you know, the ball's not obviously in his hand in the crunch time, and you know you can't really put it in his hand in the crunch time.
No. So, he's not going to go get you a bucket. And that's what you do need at the point guard position in today's game.
Definitely.
But I will say, too, I'm excited to see both him and Derrick Rose mentor Ja Morant in Memphis.
That's what he need. And you know, I think that was a big pickup for Memphis as well, anyways, because they needed another defender for losing Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
You know, so
that was he got a bag.
Still trash, but got a bag.
Yeah. I think, though, the combination of Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose for Ja is exciting on two different aspects. Marcus Smart, he's going to match that dog mentality that Ja has.
Yep.
And then Derrick Rose is going to be that true vet in the locker room and be like, yo, like, stop screwing around.
Yo, like, type you, stuff. You out there doing that, like, but your shooting percentage is this. Like, let's go get in the gym and bring your daughter in, and she can come watch you put in work. You know, like, and things like that.
And to be honest, bro, like Derrick Rose obviously was a phenomenal athlete before the injury.
Right.
He could even give some insight to Ja on being like, yo, cherish the time you have right now. You never know what can happen type stuff. Like,
true story,
bro. Anything can happen. Obviously, I'm not trying to talk that into the world. I mean, but you're like,
speaking reality, though.
So, like, Derrick can help you on the mental and physical aspect of your game. During the highs and the lows, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, look at the reality of things. I mean, you know, honestly, he's a high flyer. He focused so hard on trying to, you know, dunk on LeBron this the whole postseason. He almost broke himself down, you know. So it's things like that, like, yo, catch him when you can catch him, but don't put yourself at risk, or you know, things like just things like on how to land. You know, so he don't put himself at risk for tearing anything. You know, just little things like that. But, you know, like you said, I think they're definitely both great pickups for the team and for him.
For sure. Then I think we talked about this last episode, but just want to throw it out there too. Obviously, we know Bradley Beal joined the Phoenix Suns. Now, they're also looking into acquiring Bol Bol. What do you think if they get him? I would like to see him play and train with Kevin Durant. I'm not going to lie.
I just want to see him play first and be somewhere where he's comfortable, and then I can honestly judge it, honestly, because, I mean, right now, that's just another pickup.
True.
It's not like he'll be coming in and starting or, you know, be like Bradley Beal would be, but, you know, I mean, he could be a great pickup. That could be his system. You never know. We'll have to see.
For sure, man. And obviously, there's a lot of other moves within the league since we were last recorded. But if we touched on every single aspect, we'd be here for 3 hours.
Yeah,
but sure. I do want to highlight just from last night, too, the NBA brought about their new in-season tournament that they're kind of manipulating and forming for this upcoming season. There's like a couple different groups, both in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. They're going to be playing, like, quote-unquote tournament games throughout the month of November. And then the top dogs from each group, they're going to be playing in a little, like, other sort of tournament in Vegas, I was reading.
Word.
I don't know. I'm not going to go into, like, huge detail of, like, each team and each group, that kind of thing. But what's your thoughts on a new in-season tournament, like, in-season champion? I guess there's going to be, like, a tournament MVP, that kind of stuff. Like, what do you think that does for the league as a whole and just moving into, let's say, the playoff aspect? Because these games do count for regular season wins and losses.
Great for basketball because, again, like we always say, it's more basketball. But my question is, what is it proving, though?
I think it's really just to draw and ensure that these guys are playing more competitive ball throughout the, like, true regular season as opposed to just waiting until playoff time. Because that's been the knock on the NBA for the last how many years? Honestly, since we've been born.
Yeah, true.
So I think that's the league, at least, like, business kind of plan to just ensure that there's competitive basketball during the regular season.
Makes sense.
Now, my thing is, though, I don't know how serious these guys are going to take this little tournament. I mean, I don't know the ins and outs, like the incentives for it, how much money you win. If you do win this NBA Cup, they're calling it, how much money you get if you do get tournament MVP. Like, I don't know all that stuff. But obviously, money talks. And if money's an option and opportunity, that's what's going to cause these guys to gonna kind of up their ante, I guess.
For sure. We're just going to have to look into it more. Because I'm definitely, wondering, like you said, to see the competitiveness, how they play. So that's interesting.
Because let's be real, bro. Like we said, we're talking about, like, the tournament play starts in November.
Right.
In November, I mean, we're really big basketball guys. We're not sitting there watching every single regular season NBA game because, quite frankly, they're not very exciting. Mm-mm. But if there's some sort of cup or championship on the line, maybe they'll play that much harder. So we'll see. I don't think it's a negative. I just want to see how seriously the players take it.
For sure. I agree.
Then one more thing, brother, and then we can hop on out of here. You sent me this one, which I didn't see anything about it until you did, which is a good catch. The Unrivaled Women's Basketball League that I guess is supposed to start next January or this upcoming January.
I think
January 2024 is what I was reading.
I believe so. I believe that's what I didn't really read it. Like, I saw it, and then I, like, instantly sent it to you.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple things. I ended up Googling it. So it's Brianna Stewart, Nafisha Collier. They're launching a new women's basketball league. Yeah, next January. The league will include 6 franchises with 30 of the top players from the WNBA. Expected to participate in 3-on-3 and 1-on-1 games.
Fire.
The league will be played from January to March in Miami during the WNBA offseason. The aim is that players will earn competitive salaries similar to that of their WNBA contracts.
So you know why they did this, right?
To keep girls here as opposed to going overseas, Brandon Stewart. Or not, yep. Brandon Stewart, Brittany Griner.
That, and to be honest, bro, because remember, they said they want to play during basketball season instead of playing in the summer.
Facts.
So that's their way of make. If you ain't going to give us a season in, during the regular season, we're going to make
our own.
Yeah.
That's so – I mean, honestly, that's huge for women's basketball. I'm not going to lie.
I agree. And that's dope because, you know, they're getting paid their salary basically all year round still.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
they,
like,
stay with their families, their friends. Exactly. Like, they don't got to go overseas to just make a living.
Exactly. So now we don't have to go over here and play here and then basically leave that season to come and play in our WNBA season and then leave fresh out of that season to go back and play again and never be home until I make enough money to where I could not have to go over there, you know.
The thing is, this is long overdue, but the fact that a couple current WNBA players are, like, front-running this and leading this makes it that much crazy. More, yeah, crazy and just, like, impressive. Like, we can take this opportunity and we can put it into our own hands and let's make it work if the league's not going to help us in that sense.
Facts.
So, I don't know. Like, it is, like, a jab at the WNBA, but then again, it's just, hey, like, we need to make money to live and provide for our family. So, and we want to do it here. We don't want to go overseas. So, it's cool to see 3-on-3 on 1-on-1. I'm interested to see that too.
Exactly, bro. And let's be real too. The NBA players and everybody is, you know, shouting them out. You know, trying to bring more light to them. They can only do so much. So it's like if the WNBA people as a whole ain't gonna go and, you know, get that. Help them get more bag. They gotta branch out on their own like they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean, we were talking about like small business ownership at the beginning of our show. This is them doing that, but obviously on a much larger scale. But
exactly,
you got to start somewhere. So it's awesome to see. I'm excited.
Facts,
man. You got anything else, man, for episode 86? No, kind sir. Of an all over episode. I didn't write too much down for this weekend, but just wanted to hop on here and at least record something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it was just us, like usual, authentic and just normal conversation, bro. So I think they like this one.
Yes, sir. So Breaking Barriers Pod, episode 86. Make sure you all tap in with the merch. Make sure you just follow our socials. Make sure you just do everything that we typically promote. Shout out to Spotify, Apple Pod, everybody. And yeah, man, let's just get this episode out, promote it, and go from there.
All right, brother. I'm going to get it up. We're going to tap in.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir.